Hello?
Hello, this is customer service. My name is Deanna. I believe you're waiting for a call back. Is there anything I can assist you with today?
Yes, I just wanted to know, you charged me some money on my credit card, and I wish to have a credit for that.
May I have your zip code and your first and last name?
Zip code is 60188. First name is Naresh, last name is Gandhi.
I was able to reach you, and for security purposes, could you verify your shipping address?
535 Chippewa Trail, Carroll Stream, Illinois, 60188.
Okay. So I'm showing that you have the Pure Smartwatch. It's a fitness watch that helps, technically it's called Smart Health Watch. It's a fitness watch that helps track your steps, heart rate, and sleeping cycle. And you were charged because you decided to keep the watch.
No, I did not receive anything from you.
I'm showing that you have the Smart Health Watch that was delivered on January 8th.
No, I don't have anything.
We have a tracking number, and it would be sent to that address that you just verified with on the call.
And what kind of a watch is that?
It's a fitness watch that helps track your steps, heart rate, and sleeping cycle.
But it is not, it's a toy watch. There is nothing inside. This is what you sent it to customer? This is what it is, you sent it, there is nothing inside.
I'm not sure what you're speaking about, sir, because the
What I'm
USPS says
speaking
that.
about is this is just a box. There is nothing inside. No number, no charging, nothing.
We can offer you a 35% discount on the watch.
That doesn't matter, but if it doesn't work, what is the good 35% or 60% or 100% discount? You are
Because
cheating to the customer.
the USPS says that it was delivered to you. We
But
do have a
USPS
50%
deliver, but
discount.
this is just a toy. There is nothing inside.
I believe you called the watch a toy watch, so that says to me that you did receive the watch. We can't
What
even
is
give
that?
you a we can't even give you a free ear pause if you don't want the discount.
We don't need a discount. We want to do. This is a scrap.
I'm sorry that you feel that way, sir. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to extend your trial at 7 days. You will need to return that box that you said is nothing in there, or the toy watch, whatever you choose to call it. I'm going to issue you an RMA number and a
Yeah,
return
and give me
address.
your UPS account or whatever.
The tracking number you're talking about?
No, UPS, whatever the how you want to ship it back to you.
You're going to return it, sir, but via USPS, United States Postal Office.
I don't want to return because $6.95 you charge me, and then I have to give you for money for the returning it.
You have to give the postal product.
I don't want to give the postal charges for that.
All right. Well,
You have
then,
to give me the
unfortunately, you won't receive your refund then. Or you,
bigger
rather, you
pardon?
won't. Unfortunately, then the charges would continue to be charged to your account until you've
No,
paid
but
that money for the
this is a
product.
bullshit. You sent it to me. This is there is nothing inside. No chargeability, nothing.
Well, that's just not what the post office is saying.
Post office, I am talking about your product. Your
And the
product is
post office is
yes,
the
there is.
one that checks in the product and makes sure that there's something there that they're sending.
But this is just a toy.
Well, that's actually not a toy. That's just what you feel that it is. It's a watch that tracks your heart rate,
Nothing
and your
working
sleeping
here.
cycle.
There's nothing working here. This is a bad one. There's nothing inside. How can you charge it? There's no chargeability.
Well, we can issue you another watch if you'd like.
You send me the another one. This is not good at all.
You would still have to send the other one back, though.
Yeah, we'll send it back that once we get the new one.
Not
Send me the check that first before it is you send it. Check it that this is working.
All right. If you just give me 1 second, I need to work on your account. To be clear, sir, if you accepted an exchange for the watch, you would still have to pay full price for the new watch.
Why?
Because you have a watch. You have a product.
No, you sell a scrap to us, and then you are charging me the money for that?
You're being sent a watch, so that requires a payment for that watch.
But this is not working. What is the good of? This is just like a toy for the kids.
You're being sent a new watch, sir.
When did you send it to me, new watch?
You just said that watch that you have doesn't work, so I offered to send you one in exchange. So you're sending the one that you have back. I'm sending you a new watch, but you still have to pay for that new watch.
Why I should pay? You are returning me this one. I'm returning to you in the same box. When you receive it, we put it in the same box and send it back to you.
Well, then we can't exchange product for free, sir. You would just have to return that product and pay the return postage.
This is not correct. You are cheating to the customer. You are sending the wrong parts, wrong thing, and charging money. And then if it is wrong, then you charge again money to the customer?
No, the post office charges you for the service of returning the watch that you ordered.
Yeah, we'll do that, but once you send it to me, new one, and if it is working, then it's good, but if it is not working, what do we do?
You'd have to return that watch as well.
So we go on sending back to you, and we don't have any other business to do?
If you don't want to pay for the watch that you ordered, you have to send it back.
We will send it back, but you have to send me the first, the correct one. You cannot charge me money for again.
That's what I'm saying. If I exchange the watch, you still have to pay that $64 that you never paid for the watch.
Yeah, we will pay when we receive it. But unless we receive it, how can we pay? We will send it back to you, this one, and we will pay for that. But you have to send me one more watch to... whether it is working or not. If you send me the another one same like that, what is good of that? And how do you charge? There is no charger, nothing like that. How do you charge the watch?
I can look that up for you.
Yeah. There's nothing like a charger or nothing, no point in charging or something like that.
Just says smart health watch should be charged 2 to 2.5 hours before turning on the smartwatch for the first time.
And then what?
You have to plug in the USB interface.
There is nothing, but there is no pin on the watch that we can put it.
The USB is directly in the watch. So you have to lift that little thing out and plug it into a USB port.
There is no USB port inside. There's nothing like that.
All right. Well, it shows me a picture where that it is, and this is directly from the website. So I would suggest looking on the actual watch before you say that it's not there.
Send me the picture where do you see that there's a USB? There's no USB.
I don't have any way of doing that to you because I am not allowed to use your personal information, but I can.
You don't want to use my personal information, but this crap you send it to me, it doesn't work. Can you charge me money? What is that good?
I believe it's not working because you're not charging it, sir. So you have to charge
it. But how do you charge? There's no charger here. There's no point here to charge.
There's not a charger, sir. The USB is part of the watch. You have to plug the actual watch into a USB port.
There's no USB port. Where is the USB port? We don't have a USB port.
Then you would have to buy a USB port, sir. There's also a USB port on a computer.
But there is nothing like that you can put it on the... There's nothing like that you can extend it to the watch. Like the regular Apple Watch, you can put it on the magnet and it will charge. But there is nothing here in the magnet like that, and it doesn't take a magnet on this one.
It's not a magnet, sir. It's a little extension. It's like a you. It's like when you plug in a USB flash drive.
But you did not send the extension to this.
It's
for charging?
Underneath the watch, sir. It's underneath the watch.
Underneath the watch, there is nothing. There's just only a round circle. So how do you charge this?
I've already told you, sir. All I can do is give you the website.
What website you will give me?
The website to the watch.
What is the website?
It's called UniqueGadgetDeals.com.
And then you have given the instruction how to charge the watch?
Do what?
You have an instruction there to how to charge the watch?
Nothing more than I've already told you.
What I'm asking you that, is there any instruction there to how to charge the watch?
I just gave you the instructions, sir. I read the instructions directly from the website.
And if still it doesn't work, then what do you do?
I don't know that you'd have, if you can't figure out how to charge it, I don't know that another watch is going to help you.
And that's what I'm saying, that if that doesn't work, you have to take it back and refund me the money.
That's what we want to do, but you're refusing to return it.
But why should I return without? But once I return and then you will send me another one.
After you've paid for the watch, then they would probably.
I already paid you for the watch, and
this
doesn't work.
You've paid shipping and handling. You haven't paid for the actual watch.
How much is for the actual watch?
It's about $60.
$60 for this crap? It doesn't work.
Well, I did offer you a 50% discount and free earbuds, but you declined those offers.
You send me the watch and I'll return this back on the same box and everything. And I'll pay for the shipping cost.
My supervisor said I wouldn't be able to do that, so you would need to send us the watch back, and then we'll send you a new one.
You people are cheating to the customer every time. This is not good.
I'm going to extend your trial 7 days so that you'll have time to return the watch.
I don't have a time to return the watch. You have to send me the new one, and I will send you back in the same box so that you will get the original one, what you sent it to me. And the one which you are sending me, that should be a working one, you know?
Okay, so we got two options here, sir. I can extend your trial 7 days so that you can return the watch.
Give it to your supervisor. I will talk to him. I want to talk to him.
We're not able to transfer you at this moment because the call volume is too high.
But give me his number, direct number, and tell him to call me back. This is the number.
We don't do callbacks like that, sir. People call us.
I call you several times.
Mm-hmm.
And you are able to call me. You are calling me back because I send you the message there and put
not
the message
there.
Not
for a specific person, though. That's just to be called back.
I don't have a specific person, but I want to talk to your higher-ups, higher management. If you don't want to resolve the issue, then I want to talk to higher-ups who can resolve the issue to customer service.
All right. I'm going to try to get you a supervisor.
Yep.
Almost done. I just need to collect some information to turn over to my supervisor.
Okay.
Okay. I got you taken care of. I'm going to transfer to your supervisor now. And I thank you for calling customer service. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you.